latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Thursday's Bulletin for Manchester City, and we'll start off with a brief look back at last night's action in the Premier League, which saw Chelsea maintain a 7-point advantage over Tottenham at the top of the Premier League with a hard-fought victory over Manchester City. Pep Guardiola suffered league defeats home and away to the same opponents in a single season for the first time in his managerial career as City are left to fight for a top four place. Eden Hazard gave Chelsea a 10th-minute lead when his deflected shot came off returning captain Vincent Kompany, Pats goalkeeper Willy Caballero, who really should have done better. Chelsea keeper Thibaut Courtois was then also badly at fault when his poor clearance to David Silva set up Sergio Aguero's equaliser after 26 minutes, but Chelsea were back in front before half-time. They were awarded a penalty after Fernandinho tripped Pedro, and even though Caballero saved Hazard's spot kick, the rebound fell kindly for the Belgian to prod home. City, who stay in fourth, had the better chances in the 10th second half, with Kompany's header bouncing back off the bar and John Stones shooting over from 6 yards out in injury time. Chelsea, however, held on for a win that was even more vital, given Tottenham's dramatic late comeback at Swansea. Well, Pep Guardiola said at full-time, "It's an honour to have the amazing players I have. We come here to Stamford Bridge and play the way we have. We have huge personality. I'm a lucky guy to manage these players." Well, moving on, and Vincent Kompany believes his side put in a dominant performance against Chelsea despite losing 2-1. He said, "Obviously, we're not happy, but I can't say I'm disappointed with the performance. We are disappointed we couldn't win the game. Other than that, it was a good performance. Physically, we stood up to the challenge and we dominated the game." He went on to say, regarding our position in the table, "It will be a fight until the end for us. Our target now is Champions League and hopefully getting to the final of the FA Cup."